The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I am your host, Joe DeYoung, and this is Recorder Ron. And this is Recorder Ron right here, folks, as you can see. And I hope you all had a good and safe weekend. It was nice weather outside, and I hope you all got out and enjoyed the gorgeous weather. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I have a familiar face here on my show. She has been a guest on two previous shows, the Infinity and Beyond 26 podcast, and last year, the second episode of the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast. That was last year, November 16th, if you all remember that. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring back, and we have the one and only popular Mindy Walker back here on the show. Good afternoon, Mindy. How are you doing today?
I'm so great. Thank you so much for that introduction, my dear.
Hey, wow. You're very welcome. I'm the only one that could come up with any introduction to bring a guest back on the show, you know?
Well, I guess so.
Well, thank you very much. So how does it feel good to be back on the show for the third time?
Well, since it's going to be my last time, it's a little bittersweet. But I've always liked being on your show, Joe. You make your guests so comfortable. So thank you again.
You're very welcome, and I love making my guests a lot comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been on, like, two previous shows, if I remember correctly, because the first one was Infinity Beyond 26, and that was the one with Will.
Uh-huh.
And the second one that we did last year on November 16th, that was the second one, and we were in the other room that is running these other stations. That was November 16th, and we were on there for like an hour, like 1 hour, if I remember.
We couldn't shut our mouths, could we?
No.
We just kept blabbing at each other.
Yeah, we were also talking about good old times, too.
Well, we certainly have had a lot of those.
We certainly did. Oh, man. Good times that we've had.
Yep.
So we're going to get on to the questions because this is going to be for a half an hour.
All righty.
So what are the goals that we've worked on for 7 years?
Okay. Our goals, as you know, changed over the years. As you matured and became more responsible and you started to zero in on what you really wanted to do. So if you recall, one of our first goals was you wanted to be a heavyweight
wrestler
of the world.
I decided that not to do that, and I just decided to maybe put it off. Like for the future,
we tried, but the first step towards that was joining a fitness center
called Family Fitness. Of course, that's already closed now.
And so you moved on to?
I moved on to being a podcaster, and I also moved on to another gym called Power Fitness.
Okay, and we like Power Fitness because it was small.
A small gym.
Like, and everybody now knows you.
Yeah.
And even though you decided not to pursue professional wrestling, you have consistently pursued going to the gym. So in terms of reaching your goal, I think reaching your goal of exercise, you have consistently met over the last 7 years. And you've also made that a regular part of your lifestyle now. Even after we're no longer working together, you can take the GO bus there and back and still pursue getting your exercises in and still socialize with people at the gym.
Yeah, I can do that too.
So that was goal number one. Goal number two was the money skills.
I was getting ready to say that because I've gotten so much better at next dollar.
Right. The problem, as I saw it, Joe, was no one in your education up until that point really worked on money skills. So for you to be out into the community going to restaurants
and
fast
stores.
Food place and stores and grocery stores, all the places we went, the first thing you needed to do was to figure out what next dollar was, which, as you and I know, but our audience may not, if the price of something is
$5 and like
60 cents, then the next dollar would be six. So after a few years and you got that one down, then we changed that goal to which bills would you need in order to cover the cost so that you would know whether or not you needed a five and a one.
And a $1 bill.
Right.
You know.
Or if you didn't have that, whether a 10 would cover it.
Or two fives would cover
it.
You know.
So then, and then the third one was connecting
with community.
And for us, that meant going out every single time we were together and having interaction in the community where somebody would have to accommodate you and your vision impairment. So you were educating the community at the same time that you were learning how to connect with the community.
That's exactly.
We still do that.
We still do. And I remember when you and I used to go to Denny's and we went to Wendy's and other restaurants, you and I would train the cashiers on how I wanted my money handed to me. Like, change first, please, and then the money would come second.
And they would have to tell you which bills they were giving you.
Yes, so that way I knew which one is which. And I showed them how my money is organized differently. Like a 5 is folded like a hot dog, and a 10 is folded in half, and a 20 is folded like a hamburger. So I showed them that, too, and I've mastered that skill. And I've actually done that before, and I actually learned it at Summer in the City back in 2013.
Right. Well, then, over the years, those cashiers and those managers then had to teach the new cashiers and the new managers how to work with you in order for you to get your change back correctly. So that was a nice thing. You were able to help community people understand your needs, and they learned then how to deal with folks who come in with visual impairments.
And also folks with other disabilities as well, too.
Right, right. But your case is a little more
different,
specific, because you use your cane and you need sometimes to ask for help, like where the bathrooms are, things like that. And those are all things that we worked on.
Right. And one thing that I've gotten better with, like whenever I'm at Family Fair, and I am at the Starbucks that's in Family Fair, like there's someone there that works at the Starbucks. I'll like ask her to please like help me to the bathroom, like, you know, and she'll help me out. But she'll wait for me, and you know, when I get out, she'll help me back to my seat.
Now, they did that at Sky Zone on Saturday, too, didn't they? He took you to the bathroom and then waited.
Yeah, Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that.
That's really nice, and that you learned that advocating for yourself gets you where you need to go. For example, the bathroom.
Right. And it's gotten me to where I am to this day.
Yes, it is.
Alrighty. So moving on to the second question. So how did we work on connecting with the community?
Well, besides what we just talked about in terms of money skills, wherever we went, when people would try to open the doors for you, you would say...
I would say, no, thank you. Like, I'm working on doing that by myself.
Right.
But I appreciate them just, you know, just helping me out, like being kind and generous of help, of open, holding the door open for us.
Right.
Especially when we went to Burger King that one day.
Right.
But we would say, like, no, thank you. But usually you would step in and say, no, he's got to learn. He's got to practice. He's learning how to open the door himself.
Right. So a lot of times, Joe, what you didn't see is when we returned to some of those places, some of those customers that were there maybe the week before would recognize us, and then if somebody went to open the door, they would stop them and they would explain to him that you were learning how to come and go on your own. And I found it really interesting that the community at large, when they saw that what we were working on, they would say to people that were new and had not seen you before, they would explain to him that you were working on money skills or that you were working on spatial awareness. And instead of getting angry and upset that they weren't getting waited on right away, I would watch them relax and then watch you go to work figuring out where the bathrooms are and what you had to do to be independent wherever we went. So a big part of our job was educating the community.
That was a very big job. And speaking about that, like you and I, we used to go to the Burger King. It was a Saturday. We used to go there every Saturday morning for breakfast before we went to Family Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So while we were there one time eating our breakfast, and the gentleman that was in the room with us, he said that he liked what we were doing. Because I remember correctly, he said, "Well, I like what you guys do." I don't remember his name, but
well, there were a lot of customers that would see how we worked together. Because we would still laugh. I mean, we would still get the work done, but we were always laughing and kidding around. So I wanted the community to know that even though we're working, we're having a good time.
Right. We're joking around and, you know, we're just like, we're socializing and having different conversations about, like, the weather, for example, or the news stories, for example, or what's going on, you know, what did you do last night, yada, yada, yada. So we were doing a lot of that, too, at
Burger
King. And
that was necessary because if you were ever going to be a podcaster, you needed to learn how to have a conversation that wasn't just about what Joe was doing, but was
all about
the world.
The world,
and
you know,
our community and working towards inclusion. And so your conversational skills from when we first started hanging out to where you are now are completely different. You've developed your conversational skills, which in order for you to communicate accurately in the community and for your podcast, those were skills you needed to develop.
To develop, and I've developed them right away. I've developed them.
And you keep on evolving, which is wonderful. You keep growing and changing. It'll be fun to watch it going forward.
Well, you know what? I do want to see it go forward, and I'm going to make sure that it goes forwards and forwards and forwards.
Well, that's what self-advocacy is all about.
Of course. Because if you're not advocating, then what are you going to do?
Exactly.
If you don't advocate, then people are going to keep doing things for you all the time. And that's not advocating.
No. That's not being independent either.
Nope.
And sometimes people like to be dependent on other people. I have to say, Joe, you are not one of those.
No.
You are somebody who, from the very beginning, wanted to figure out how to do it on your own and take ownership of what we were trying to accomplish.
Right, and take charge in my daily life, too, and what I'm doing, too.
Exactly.
That's what I've always wanted, and I'm doing that to this day.
You certainly are. You're a good student. You were a really good student.
You know what I have to say right back to you? you're a good teacher and you're a good CLS partner to have around too. And you're also a very, very good friend and you're very fun to work with. And I will say, you're one of my favorites to work
right
with.
Right back at you.
The whole wide world.
Yeah, right back at you. We've come a long ways together.
We sure have. And you're persistent and you don't take no. Well, you don't take no for an answer, because you said that when my story on Channel 8 aired.
Yeah?
Yes.
I did. I did. I don't take, where you're concerned, I tend to get real pushy if I feel it's necessary. Not so much anymore. You push yourself now.
Right. And I don't stop fighting.
No, you don't. And you do it with a smile, and you do it very politely. You're much nicer than I am.
I am a very, very nice guy.
I know. You know. I know you are.
All righty, moving on to another question. So, with advocacy, how did we work towards self-advocacy, and why?
The first thing I realized about you, my dear, was that you had a need to advocate for what you wanted. And the first thing is the story we always tell people about how I would take your wrist and pull you around.
Oh, I remember.
I know, because I didn't know any better.
No, because I had to stop and tell you, you know, like, may I take your arm, please? And then you said, to me, well, why didn't you tell me? You know,
so that was when I first realized, okay, if he doesn't dare advocate for me to take, or for him to take my elbow, then what else doesn't he know how to advocate for?
Right.
So then we just made advocating
as a goal.
As a goal, we certainly did. So the first thing after that we did was
go down to Wyoming, the city of Wyoming, and we had to have the trees cut back.
Which, by the way, there's a tree, I just looked at the cul-de-sac, there's one that needs to be whacked back again. Mm. So we might have to get on that.
Yeah, we'll have to get on that. Thanks for pointing that out to me.
All right, so what else at Wyoming?
And another thing that we advocated for, and I've mentioned this on my show, and you and I mentioned it together, was to have the sign changed from blind child to blind person.
Correct, because you're not a child anymore.
No. And we advocated for that, and I still remember the lady's name to this day, Jen. I still remember her name. But it was a good thing we went down there and we got that all taken care of. And we also advocated for that bump on that sidewalk to be removed, because I would almost trip over that every time I would come on the side, like when I was walking the sidewalk and I came up to that bump, I almost came close to tripping. So yep. It was a good thing that we've advocated for that. And that was on the day, that was back in 2016. That was the day you and I went to that concert at Lamar Park, and boy, oh boy, did we have a good time there. We had a blast.
Yes, we did dance.
We danced the night away.
Yes, we did. Well, I kind of danced. You jump up and down.
Right.
That's your dancing, right?
It is my dancing, but it was fun.
I know. Well, and again, we saw a bunch of people there that you hadn't seen in a long time, yep. And you were able to advocate for where we were going to sit and what we were going to do. So advocating, I have discovered, self-advocacy is a huge hole,
it's a huge hole.
Most people don't know how to fill,
exactly.
You have to develop the skills, and I recognized with you that you're not the only one who didn't know how to advocate for himself. Just about everybody we met
didn't know how to advocate for themselves.
And so then they would end up saying, well, if Joe can do it, so can I. Right?
That's right. And they should learn how to do it themselves. They got to learn to advocate.
Right. So that was a huge part. And that brought us to the podcast when we went to Beyond 26
in 2019, and we met up with we met Miss Ellie there, we met Taz, we met Denny there, and we talked to them all about it. And
but
you know,
They were about trying to find
me a job.
A job.
But no.
And we went in and we
advocated for a podcast because that's what I wanted to do.
You wanted to use your voice.
I wanted to use my voice in the community and also as an example and an ambassador for those with disabilities too, and to show them that this show can bring them it can bring them joy and also like teaching them how to advocate for themselves too and empower them too.
Well, and your show has brought all of the different aspects of the handicapped, disabled, other abled community. A lot of the CEOs and a lot of the organizers and advocates and consumer advocates have been on your show, and it starts to spread the word that this community is going to start advocating for itself, and
yeah.
It's going to become more accepted to see folks in positions like you having your own podcast.
Yep.
And you have done one radio commercial.
I did a radio advertisement for Beyond 26, and I think it was Putting Faith to Work. And I remember Dirk came to the radio station. I think it was a Christian radio station. It was in Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
When he came and we were there, and it was after we got out of choir.
Right. Right.
And I had Aaron on my show twice.
Yes. Aaron being the choir director of the
ACT Act Choir.
Yeah, the ACT Act Choir. Yeah, she was a great guest to have.
She was a good guest on my show, and she's one of my favorite guests, and you're also one of my favorite guests, too.
Well, moving forward, Joe, you're going to have to start advocating for your own guests on this show. When we were talking on Saturday, and the new person who's going to be supervising you, his boss, we discussed that maybe Jay should be on the show.
On the show, too, and I was thinking about
that. Because he represents a company that we didn't know about that handles the supports coordinators and all of that for GT. So I think you will do very well moving forward. You've got the skills now that you can advocate in all areas of your life.
Exactly. I've got it all.
You got it all.
All right. So moving on to the fourth question. So tell me, what is your favorite thing about working with me and why?
My favorite thing working with you for the past 7 years has been your sense of humor, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, your willingness to do the work that I asked you to do, and you never...
I never doubted.
You never doubted
no.
me, Joe. You trusted that even though we didn't know exactly how we were going to do it, we weren't on a straight path towards this podcast. We were all over the place, but the work that we did all kind of pieced together and built the foundation so that when the opportunity came up, you were all ready to grasp it. You were prepared. You could have a conversation. You could make people feel comfortable on your show. So a lot of our work that we did has prepared you for today. And
going forward in the future as well.
Absolutely.
Yes, because
we laid a really good foundation, and you were willing to trust me, and that says a lot. And the other part is you were willing to do the work. I would not, and you know this, I would not.
You would not have worked with me if I didn't do the work you put out for me to do and you wanted me to do.
And we were having fun at the same time.
Of course.
So we work hard, but we laughed hard.
We have laughed hard together, too. And another thing that I will never forget is you and me, like, you taking me to my guitar lessons at, I think it was Triumph Music Academy. That was the one I was doing the guitar lessons with Jared.
Right. You weren't so much in, yeah, we advocated for you to get the guitar lessons.
We did, but for some reason, I don't know why I wasn't.
You weren't into it.
Into it. I don't know. I don't see.
Because
I still
you were
don't
into
know.
The conversation, Joe. You wanted to talk to him
right.
more than you wanted to learn the guitar. So then that made it clear that you weren't going to be a guitarist, but you did like having a conversation with people.
Exactly.
So that helped us kind of narrow down what directions we thought we might be going in.
Right. And whenever like Jared and I would be in the room, like here I am like strumming on the strings, and he would give me the chords on the notes of the song that I was practicing on too.
And that was different for him because a music teacher, he had to figure out how to teach you without using his eyes.
Exactly.
And it was really, he would talk to me about how strange it was to have to put the music down on a recorder so that you could listen to it and learn it that way, as opposed to placing people's fingers on the strings and things like that. So, again, we advocated. It wasn't exactly what we wanted, but it led us to the next step.
Step forward.
Yep.
But I didn't want to go backwards, but I wanted to keep going forwards.
Well, I don't know backwards. I only know forward.
There you
so
go.
we move forwards, upward and onward.
Yep. And that's what we got to do. Oh, man. You know what? My favorite thing about working with you, well, I love your strange sense of humor, and I also love that you're persistent and you don't take no for an answer, like I said.
Uh-huh.
And I also love that you're willing to help me out in any need or anything that I need help with. And that I also loved hearing you. The one thing that I'm going to miss is I'm going to miss you honking the horn like when you pull up to my house.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing that I'm going to miss. And that's also my favorite thing about working with you is having you honk the horn when you pull up to my house.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I could go on and on and on. But like I said, we got about half an hour.
I know. And 7 years is a lot of territory to cover.
It sure is a lot of territory.
I'm certainly going to miss you. I guess the audience probably should know that I'm retiring from being your CLS partner.
And
next week, your guest will be your
Craig.
New CLS partner.
Yep, and he's right over here.
Yep, he's our technical director.
Yep.
And we are so lucky that we found him.
Yes.
And he's so ready, willing, and able to take you where you need to go next.
Exactly. And I think we have about 5 minutes or so.
Nope, we're done.
Oh, okay. Well, before we go, the last question that I have for you, what are you looking forward to doing after you retire?
Well, I'm going to be a grandma for the first time.
Congratulations.
So I'm going to reintroduce myself to dirty diapers and spitting up and crying and whining, and all of that comes with a newborn. And I look forward to relaxing, reading, walking, and being a grandma. I've never been one, so.
Well, I guess you'll get the experience.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Joe, for having me again.
Well, thank you very much for being back on my show for the third time. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say to the audience, or if there's anything you'd like to maybe add to the conversation?
Support Joe, support his vision, and support Craig and Joe going forward. That's it.
There you go. And I don't want this show to die, and I'm going to make sure it doesn't die.
I know you will.
Before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I have one piece of advice for everybody, and also for those with disabilities. Keep fighting for rights for people with disabilities. Don't stop advocating, and don't stop believing in your dreams and what you want to do and accomplish and what you want to and what you want to pursue in life. So please don't stop advocating for your dreams and your dreams and what you want to do. And before we go, ladies and gentlemen, this is my joke of the day. Oh, so here we go, and this is the joke of the day. Alrighty. What do you call a statue in a Star Wars gift shop? Mannequin Skywalker.
Mannequin Skywalker. Oh, God. All right, Joe.
All right, well, that concludes today's episode, and I will see you all next week, Monday, for the last episode. And so I will see you all next week, Monday, So please take care of yourself and each other, and please get outside and enjoy this lovely weather that we have today. And until next time, peace.